Yes, it is my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, May the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. Unfortunately, Charles Carlson will not be joining us today as he's got family stuff to take care of, this being Mother's Day weekend in the U.S. And just for your information, Mother's Day in Baja was celebrated yesterday. Well, after yesterday's news about J.P. Morgan, not too many folks were optimistic about how the markets would react today. And we'll have the tail of the tape for you when we return.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The dying flame
Flipside for this Friday. Well, I was expecting a bigger reaction in the market today after J.P. Morgan's announcement yesterday. But I guess the only fallout from J.P. Morgan was that shares of U.S. banks slumped today. J.P. Morgan fell 9.3%. And the market ended up only modestly lower, if you can believe that. Thanks to gains in technology shares. And surprise, 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 survey released today showed U.S. consumer sentiment rose to more than a four-year high as Americans remained upbeat about the job market. So I guess the plunge protection team did their job in alleviating fear of Bear Stearns 2. However, this is Friday, and after the close of market today, Fitch announced that it had downgraded J.P. Morgan. So at the end of the day, the Dow was off 34 points, 12,820. NASDAQ marginally higher. It's still under 3,000 at 2,933. Oil weaker by 95 cents. Crude oil closing at 95.57. And surprise, surprise, proof that the plunge protection team was in full effect. U.S. dollar index higher by 11. Index closing at 80. Gold closing down $13 at $15.81. Silver off 15 cents at $28.99. Couldn't close at $29. Had to close at $28.99. Platinum off $21 at $14.71. Palladium off 12 bucks at $6.05. And XAU Mining Index off 217 points at 151.25. You know, it's amazing to see the many divergent opinions that are out there when it comes to where the economy is, where it's going. And the thing that I find more amazing is the attacks that have been directed towards the gold and silver markets. I have seen more negative commentaries about gold and silver over the last few weeks than I think I've ever seen at any point in time. In large part, leading the charge of anti-gold sentiment, this shouldn't come as a shock or surprise, are the folks over at CNBC, who have always been a negative towards gold and silver. And as you know, over the past week, they have outdone themselves by instituting a major attack on gold. Starting off with Charlie Munger from Berkshire Hathaway with his ridiculous statement that only uncivilized people invest in gold. And his asinine, senile comments were supported by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. So I was not at all shocked or surprised today to see CNBC digging out of the woodpile some analyst who thinks gold is going to $700 an ounce. And the only reason I'm going to play this clip for you is because there's a little surprise in this clip. The most anti-gold guy out there has to be Dennis Gartman from the Gartman Letters. And this is probably the only time you will hear Dennis Gartman say anything positive about gold. But first, let's play you the clip. Maria Bartiromo handling the hosting duties and obviously salivating over the fact that gold could go to $700 an ounce. Play the clip.
It's one of the fastest growing cities in America, but for the people of Charlotte, North Carolina, a thriving
economy. No problem.
Visit Siemens.com/answers.
It's their story still, and they are still sticking to it. Goldman Sachs, once again, standing by its forecast for a rally in the precious metal this year, despite recent declines. Goldman still says precious metals, at least price of gold, could advance to $1,840 an ounce by the end of the year. And that would be up about 15% from current levels. That's a pretty ambitious goal right now.
It really is. We're at $1,595 right now. Our next guest could not disagree more. Yoni Jacobs of Short of Profits Capital says gold will hit $700. In 5 years. We also have Dennis Gartman with us, a bit more optimistic. He's looking to add positions possibly by next week. Good to have you both on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And Yanni, let me kick this off with you. $700, such a huge breakdown in gold. Tell me how you expect this to play out.
Well, $700 is a longer-term projection.
5 years.
5 years. The last gold bear market that lasted from 1980 to 1999 actually lasted 19 years. So effectively, anyone who entered gold from 1980 to 1999 was trying to fight gold going down.
And yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's behind this prediction. I mean, we're at $1,594 right now. So if you're saying that gold is going to $700, whether it's in 3 years or 5 years, what's the catalyst to reverse this rally that we've had in gold?
Sure. Well, we have to look where we came from. And from 1999 to September 2011, we rose from 250 an ounce to almost 2,000, over 1,900. So that's a 600% gain for something that's supposed to be a stable commodity. If we look at the long-term averages, it's more towards 700 than it is towards 2,000.
Okay. Dennis, you like gold. You're not exactly pounding the table on it, but I would imagine you'd disagree with Yanni's forecast there.
Well, I think that expecting $700 is probably a bit much. I am reasonably bullish of gold. I am not a gold bug. I don't think the world's coming to an end. I'm not one of those people who believes in the end of fiat currencies. I don't believe in that sort of thing. But the trend of gold has been from the lower left to the upper right for a long period of time. Right. And as long as we have the ECB, I think, certainly going to begin to become far more amenable to monetizing itself. I think that's inevitable after what's happening in Greece. As long as you have the Fed doing what it has been doing, as long as you have the Bank of Japan having no choice but to continue to ease its monetary policies, it's going to tend to put upward pressure on gold prices.
That's the forecast there, Yanni. Basically, Goldman is saying if the Fed, if our own Fed has to step in again with another quantitative easing plan, that brings rates down, it depresses the dollar, and it pushes up investments like gold. Do you disagree with that?
Well, we've seen QE, quantitative easing, be less and less effective as we keep trying it. So I understand that fundamentally interest rates will be lower, inflation will be higher due to this QE. At the same time, though, other economies around the world will have to print more money as well, and it really comes down to who prints more, whose currency will get weaker. And I think if we, what we're seeing right now is a recessionary or deflationary environment coming with emerging market slowdown in China, commodity slowdown. You see oil under 100 and gold under 1600 now. So Dennis is right when he says you have to look at the chart from the lower left to the top right. But I think we're approaching a time where gold might break that long-term trend.
Well, back to the initial question. You're looking for a 40% breakdown in the price of gold in the next 5 years. Beyond just the valuation story, that you went through how gold has moved up, increased 600% since 2001 or so. So beyond just the valuation, are there fundamental catalysts on the horizon in the next 5 years that will act to move the price of gold to that 40% sell-off?
Absolutely. So
what?
other than the over-speculation that we're seeing it on the investor side, where they're expecting high inflation or economy that falls apart, yet gold will still be a good investment. We're seeing the emerging market slowdown in China and Brazil, where their stock market is still down since the 2009-2010. So that's fundamentally bad for the global economy, which signals a deflationary period. And if the prices of most assets and commodities fall during a deflationary period, gold is just an asset and a commodity. It will fall together with that.
All right. Gentlemen, got to go. Thank you for your thoughts on all of that, all things gold. We'll have more of that coming up a little bit later as well.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, John, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. So there you have it. You're not going to hear that too often, Dennis Gartman being positive about gold. And as we mentioned earlier, Fitch downgraded JPM from a AAA minus to an A plus after the market closed today. And what that means is that because of the downgrade, JP Morgan will now have to post somewhere in the region of $1 to $2 billion in new collateral on top of the $2 to $3 billion already reported lost on its hedge bets, and that is interesting for no other reason than Standard and Poor's today issued a report saying that the credit overhang is now a $46 trillion perfect storm brewing. According to Standard & Poor's report, which you can find on my website, it says the wall of non-financial corporate debt maturities coming due from 2012 to 2016 is not new to market observers. Less discussed is the incremental financing that corporate debt issues will need over this period to fund capital expenditure and working capital growth. Standard & Poor's Rating Services estimates the total amount of refinancing and new money requirements over the next 5 years at between $43 trillion and $46 trillion. This demand for funds will potentially compound the credit rationing that may occur as banks seek to restructure their balance sheets and bond and equity investors reassess their risk-return thresholds. These factors, amid the current Eurozone crisis, a soft U.S. economic recovery following the Great Recession, and the prospects of a slowing Chinese growth, raise the downside risk of a perfect storm for credit markets. And at the same time, today, the Financial Times reported that a highly respected economist and strategist, David Rosenberg, told the FT that gold will go to $3,000 per ounce before this cycle is over. He said markets are repeating the downturns of 2010 and 2011. And it's a time to search for safety. David Rosenberg tells the Financial Times that he sees a very good opportunity in gold as it has corrected and seems to be off the radar screen now. He sees gold as a currency and says the best way to value gold in terms of money supply and currency in circulation. As the volume of dollars is going up as we get more quantitative easing. He sees gold at $3,000 an ounce. So if you weren't confused up until now, you should be completely confused right now. So, Robbie, what's going on out there? I have absolutely no idea, my friends.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We got one, we got two, we got one, two, three.
Not for the woman.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. I guess the other big news story on this Friday that's making its rounds on various internet websites is the announcement today that the Facebook co-founder, Eduardo Saverin, has renounced his U.S. citizenship, and this prior to him becoming an instant billionaire thanks to Facebook's IPO. And I find this story of interest just simply because there have been numerous reports of late of Americans renouncing their citizenship all based on new rules that are being implemented by the IRS. And by and large, the reason for, and I think there's official numbers for it, I think the IRS has actually put out these numbers that 1,800 plus U.S. citizens have notified the IRS that they are renouncing their citizenship, and it's all because of the implementation of what is called the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, also known as FATCA, which seeks to prevent tax evasions by Americans with offshore accounts. A spokesman for HSBC Holdings says, I don't open U.S. accounts, period. The Southeast Asia's largest lender said about the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, describing the new regulatory attitudes of the IRS towards U.S. Clients as draconian. The 2010 law to be phased in starting January the 1st, 2013, requires financial institutions based outside the U.S. to obtain and report information about income and interest payments accrued to the accounts of American clients. It means additional compliance costs for banks and fewer investment options and advisors for all U.S. citizens living abroad, which could affect their ability to generate returns. In the long run, if Americans have less and less opportunities to invest overseas, it would be a disadvantage, Mark Farber, fund manager and publisher of the Gloom, Doom, and Doom Report, said last month in Singapore. Almost 400 pages of proposed rules issued by the U.S. IRS in February create unnecessary burdens and costs. The Institute of International Bankers and European Banking Federation said in an April letter to the IRS, U.S. Democratic Representative Richard Neal, one of the original sponsors of this legislation, said the government needs to be tougher on offshore tax crimes. FATCA was introduced after the Zurich-based UBS said in 2009 that it aided tax evasion by Americans and agreed to pay $780 million to avoid prosecution, is already helping to improve banking transparency. People should know, and the IRS should know, what money is being held offshore and for what purposes, Neil said. I don't think there's anything unreasonable about that. An elected Democratic representative from Massachusetts doesn't think that if you are trying to protect your assets by parking them offshore, and why the government should not know about it, is unreasonable. It is now a an industry-wide banking problem that foreign banks are no longer accepting U.S. clients. According to one banking official from HSBC Bank, he says, we have enough business in Asia, so we don't want to make our lives too difficult by dealing with American clients. The list of things that are being denied to Americans right now by banks such as HSBC are opening up bank accounts, investment accounts, mortgage and insurance policies are being refused to American clients, and those with accounts are seeing them closed or have been threatened with closure. In a recent email, Mary Louise Serrato, executive director of American Citizens Abroad, a Geneva-based organization, said in an email to clients, U.S. citizens who live in countries that aren't served by U.S. banks may find themselves unable to bank at all. And implementation of the law in its current form could cause collateral damage to American businesses abroad, she said. Americans either will not be allowed to enter into international partnerships or live and work overseas, and will be replaced by foreign nationals who do not have these limitations. She went on to add, the extensive reporting requirements of FATCA will be destructive to those who wish to do business internationally as well as to those Americans who are legitimately living and working overseas. Her view is shared by Richard Wiseman, a Hong Kong-based head of a law firm, Baker and McKenzie. He said U.S. expatriates already face severe U.S. tax rules related to their non-U.S. income and investment. FACTA will increase the extent to which they are turned away by non-U.S. financial institutions. So, why did the co-founder of Facebook renounce his citizenship? Because Americans who don't comply with FACTA are deemed recalcitrant, and income they receive from U.S. sources is also subject to a 30% withholding tax, said a Singapore-based tax lawyer. Renouncing citizenship is an option chosen by an increasing numbers of Americans. A record 1,780 gave up their U.S. passports last year, compared with 235 in 2008, according to the IRS. The Royal Bank of Canada, the sixth biggest wealth manager with $435 billion under management as of the beginning of 2011, says it sees an opportunity as competition is exiting, including in emerging markets where it manages $60 billion. We are one of the few wealth managers to hold Securities and Exchange Commission licenses, offering U.S. compliant investment advice in Switzerland and London, and see an opportunity in accepting tax compliant U.S. persons as clients outside the U.S. So, once again, thanks to misguided and brain-dead elected representatives like Richard Neal, it is now forcing Americans, because of fear of prosecution and big fines, to seek alternatives for their investment dollars. And guess where that leads us right back to? Well, if the government is not going to allow you to open up a foreign bank account, and if that same government is also going to deny you a passport because you are in arrears with the IRS, I know this is a off-the-wall theory, but to me it just simply says that more and more Americans are going to be looking to gold and silver as a store of of wealth far from the prying eyes of an ever-intrusive government. And politicians who seem to be doing everything in their power to cause many formerly law-abiding, legal U.S. citizens to look to choices of protecting their wealth that could be deemed quasi-illegal. The restrictions on products now available to Americans may not matter to a savvy investor, and so although you've been denied access to financial institutions and restrict you from some of their products, you do have alternatives. And those alternatives are as basic can be. Become your own central bank. Buy physical gold and silver. Take delivery, have it in your hands, and you can circumvent all this foolishness. And take another break and be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Welcome back to the Flipside on this Friday. Well, there's no question the J.P. Morgan story is a big story. And judging by the coverage in the media today, and with Jamie Dimon making an appearance Sunday on Meet the Press with David Gregory, the powers that be hope that they will be able to discount this story over the next 2-3 days. It's amazing how these people operate. Now, I've heard a report that Jamie Dimon gave the interview to Meet the Press prior to his announcement yesterday about the loss, but apparently NBC has allowed him to retape the interview so he can either add or retract things he said in the original interview. So if you are like me and get up early on Sunday morning to watch Meet the Depressed, it should be interesting. But the J.P. Morgan story is far from over. It has only just begun. As a matter of fact, I have a story on my website today that estimates the losses that J.P. Morgan has suffered, not the $2 billion as being reported, but closer to $18 billion. Anyway, let me take this opportunity to wish all the mums out there Happy Mother's Day. And we'll do this again on Monday. So till then, my friends, see you, bye.